The Free Phil Henry Podcast, Episode 2, R.C. Collins, Brotherhood of the Cape.
All right, like I said, there are a lot of parents listening right now.
Well, the parents better get it.
Hold on. There are a lot of parents listening right now who'd be happy to know and interested to know that in the pages of your newspaper are naked pictures of girls, and it's called Goth Beaver Hunt.
Those are Sisters of the Cape.
Right. Here is Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in because I'm a 16-year-old goth. And I hang out with a lot of goths and a lot of vampiric people.
Are you of the skull?
No. See, this little thing called the skull is a bunch of bull that's been made up by a couple of kids. Obviously, you are one of which.
No, we're the Brotherhood of the Cape.
Are there different names to the gentleman in Santa Rosa? Are there different names to different groups?
We only have, like, one or two groups, and they don't even have names. They're just a bunch of people that hang out and try to have fun.
Right.
And people like this kid are giving us a bad name.
Why?
Because of all this, like, drinking of blood and, like, nude pictures in this magazine.
Well, we don't really drink blood. We just have descriptions of the essence.
Okay, well, these descriptions of the essence, I don't know about you, but I have done stuff like this. And I have been in groups which do drink blood.
You're kidding.
Yes.
What do you guys do? You, like, cut a vein or something?
No, see, when they do it, it's like, I've never personally done it.
Yeah.
I've been around it.
Oh, you've seen people do it?
Yes. And all it is just cutting the flesh. And when you write stuff about this kind of stuff, you make people who do it, who do actually do it as a sense of their own personal beliefs, look bad because...
We're fighting for people's religious freedom. Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver, both of whom have been put on restriction, I think epitomize the lack of religious freedom of among young people today.
Okay, well, as far as this religion thing, goth is not a religion. Vampirism is not a religion. It is a group of people who are trying to be freaks, pretty much, which
right.
Most of which will admit it is in no way a religion. There is no religious background of it. And the closest thing that you get to is Satanism.
But when the adults say that we can't do it, we do feel religious freedoms applicable. What's your name?
My name is Sebastian.
Okay, I'm Barnabas Collins. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, when the Lawgiver was grounded, what do you think about that? I mean, to me, that's wrong.
Okay, this Lawgiver kid, obviously his parents had to have had some kind of reason to ground him, whether it's this little occult thing where you think you can bring up evil or whatnot, or cause people to want to be like you, or whatever it is.
The Lawgiver believes he can make people disappear.
Okay, I don't know anyone who can make people disappear except for wannabe magicians on TV shows, which is probably where he got the whole idea.
He's a kid. I mean, the Lawgiver's how old?
12.
He's too young to be hanging with you guys.
Okay, this is some 12-year-old kid that thinks he can make people disappear because he's watched fairy tales where some evil witch turns someone into an apple or something. Okay, this is in no way a religious thing. And, I mean, parents have every right in the world to ground kids if they don't want them going out and acting like idiots.
Let me ask the man in Santa Rosa, what do you think of this goth beaver hunt? Does that sound like some...
No, wait a minute. The goth beaver hunt is respectful. Those pictures are of a ritual that you do in order to join the Cape.
Okay, now, this whole beaver hunt thing, okay, you get this in Hustler and Playboy and porno magazines. You do not get this in a group of teenagers who want to be goth or want to be vampiric. You get this out of full-grown adults that are, like, legally able to do this stuff. And by all legalities, it is child pornography, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Which...
You're going to be in trouble, dude, and no wonder they're confiscating stuff. You're lucky that nobody's arrested you yet.
Yeah, well, they can restrict. They restricted Billy the Impaler. They're not going to get to me.
Okay, how old is this Billy the Impaler? And what does he think that he can do?
16.
What does he think he can do?
Just stuff. I mean, we're not trying to do nothing. We just feel that it's our religious freedom. Like, Billy the Impaler and I went out and we sacrificed... I mean, we didn't really sacrifice a chicken. It was a barbecued chicken that we had.
Okay, you say you sacrificed a barbecued chicken, okay?
But I mean, it was already cooked.
Well, that's fine. You're still saying that you sacrificed it.
Yes.
By sacrificing something, you are, like, saying that you
And we sit around and we burn incense and stuff.
The Free Philandry Podcast, Episode 2, and that was our very good friend R.C. Collins with Brotherhood of the Cape, along with Billy the Impaler and the Lawgiver.
Yeah, the Lawgiver seemed like he was really young.
Well, the Lawgiver was somebody that believed in invisibility. Billy the Impaler believed in magic or something. But nonetheless, that was R.C. during his so-called goth days, his Barnabas Collins days. Of course, today he's at Bradley Military Academy. Anyway, welcome to our Free Philandry Podcast, Episode 2. And remember to download the living hell out of this. Spread it around. Send it around as a private file, of course. Public sharing is a no-no. And we certainly welcome your feedback, and we enjoy having you access this via philhenryradio.com. Robert Leonard is with us. I know that your aunt is featured in this next segment, Robert.
Yeah, this is my aunt who... My aunt called the show, I think, one night after that girl got shot.
I don't remember, to this day, I don't remember who it was that was very tragically killed in a gang shooting, but it did inspire a phone call from Mavis because she wanted people to know that there are good places and frankly, bad places to get shot in the city of Los Angeles. If you're white, if you're black, if you're rich, if you're poor, here's Mavis, and where should you get shot?
This lady, if she is an indication of our of a school teacher, we're in sad trouble.
I happen to love children, and I have always taught them if you're going to get shot, that you don't want to pay.
What you're saying is, if you're going to get shot, go somewhere like Starbucks or some elitist white place, and it's okay. It's better.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Shot there.
I'm telling this lady, I don't know if you're black or white, but I will tell you, as a black man, it's better for you to get shot at Kukuru.
Well, who wants to be shot at all? Who's planning on being shot, no matter where you go?
Well, that's right. That's a very intelligent thing. But I would say to you, ma'am, you live in San Antonio?
Yes.
Where? I would ask you, where would you like to be shot? Not that I want you to be shot.
I don't want to be shot at all. And the whole point to this is that we want to be able to go anywhere, black, white, yellow, whatever, and go anywhere that we choose to go and hope that know that we're not going to be shot or be subject to some sort of violence.
Well,
and that's the whole point here, is that we need to address stop the violence.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Let me ask the teacher. You're talking about stereotypes.
So I'll give you an example of a stereotype. It would be the worst thing in the world for a white man to get shot near a Dairy Queen. Okay?
It would be worse for a man to be shot anywhere.
No,
it doesn't matter whether it's a Dairy Queen barbecue pit. It doesn't matter.
That's right. It's bad to get shot, but it's bad for a white man to get shot at Dairy Queen. Because there go those white people eating their vanilla ice cream.
No,
and there go them black folks.
Well, look, the lady's point is, let's not get shot at all.
Phil, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I agree with you. I want to keep the violence down. That's why I recommend that black folks.
Well, you're not going to do it by saying that somebody going to eat, that it's better, that black kids shouldn't go and get fried chicken. And I resent the fact also that you are saying that anyone who eats... that you're the only one who eats collard greens and fried chicken and
I know you come from San Antonio. Well, I
love it. I'm from the South,
that's
what I eat all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know all the Southern white people love to eat black food, you know, boiled
crab
and everything else.
Well, it's not necessarily black
all
food. It's food
and
that
too,
we
right.
ate in the South. And if you were at the time, it was
situation
where there were slavery. But that's not now.
Well, I know.
And it does have nothing to do with it, and let's don't get into the slavery.
No, I don't want to get no slavery.
The whole point
now
is violence and how to stop it.
But
and it doesn't matter where you are.
That's right.
And
but
you should be able to go anywhere.
Phil, the whole
and
reason
not
why,
be expected
this lady, this
to be
lady
hurt.
Making a very good point. She's making a good point, Phil. The whole reason why black folks ate collard greens is that's what the white folks threw in the garbage.
No,
and
it is not
black folks
what the white folks
that,
threw.
Wait a minute.
Those greens and we ate them.
I love
still
it.
Do.
I'm glad that
we
you threw
still
it.
do. I love that food. We don't throw them away.
No, I know. I love that food. I'm glad that y'all would throw it out in the dirt, though, for us to eat, you know.
No, and throw you're it out wrong, the street, ma'am. And the okra I'm sorry. And like. You
well,
are wrong.
But let's get back to the point. The point
That's
here
right.
is...
You're losing the whole point, which you have never found in the first
well,
place.
Well, no, I want to find out where you would prefer to be shot if you were shot.
I don't
want to
be shot anywhere, ma'am.
She already
said
she doesn't want to be shot.
No, but I'm saying...
Am I
going
to have to pick a place that I'm going to be shot? That's
but you don't want the reputation of being, you know, a chicken-eating black woman, do you? So if you get shot down at Popeye, ever going to say, well, she looks white, but what's she doing down here eating that crap? That's all.
Well, you're being ridiculous now, okay?
All I'm saying
is ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous. And who cares about Kukuru anyway?
Kukuru is where all the gay people are. That's all I'm saying.
What has that got to do with this young girl being killed? And
well,
shot by a gang member.
Well,
it would happen possibly anywhere. She happened
could.
To be with a gang. If you want to get technical, she shouldn't have been with a gang member anywhere that she would
alleged,
be likely to be shot.
Alleged association with a gangman. That's really going to mess you up. All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
What are you guys doing?
But this, we're playing some religious, trying to get religious music.
You're trying to get religious music. This isn't religious. This is pomp and circumstance. It's not religious.
Well, closest thing we got.
And what do you guys got religious music for?
Get the flaming Jesus.
The bit ain't flaming Jesus. It's smoldering baby Jesus.
The Reverend just made a comment about how the world was insane, and I'm appalled and insulted by that statement because they are participating in the insanity.
Oh, no, ma'am, no.
No, no, you let... Listen. You let me... Okay, let me finish.
Let the lady finish.
Let me finish, and then I will let you talk.
I want to be able to say something after she does.
Do you really feel that Jesus wants to be portrayed in that aspect?
What aspect?
The aspect of your play.
I got people lining up that want to catch the smoking Jesus.
But you know something?
Because I'll tell you something.
You've made it a circus, sir.
You ever
sir.
Been to a wedding and seen the crazy-ass broads trying to catch a bouquet?
And you know
you
something?
See
let me tell you something.
Trying to catch that smoldering Jesus.
And let me tell you something. You tell me that you're a man of God and the cursing that
yeah,
you're using?
Yeah, the language you're using, Pastor.
Oh, come on, everybody, just loosen your girdle
no,
up a little
honey,
bit.
No, that's not the way it is.
I want to tell you something. I get on my knees every night and pray to God that I'd be a better man and a better leader and a better shepherd of his soul.
Well, are you listening to the advice that he
Don't
tells you?
Don't you think that Jesus wants to fly into the arms of his people? Don't you think that if he were on fire, smoldering and flying through the air, he would want somebody catching him?
Yeah,
that's
but I got to...
That's not the story, Reverend, and I will add this. Anyone
let
can be a reverend.
Wait a
but
second.
Are you God called? Let me tell you something.
Now, let me ask you, watch Hee-Haw. God didn't tell you to do that, did he? The reason
what?
I use crude, I said you watch Hee-Haw, but Jesus didn't tell you to do that, did he?
I don't watch Hee-Haw.
Oh, come on.
Who are you, sir?
Ma'am, who am I? My name is William Rennick. I was called before Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb.
And you're going
to
have to answer
people.
To Jesus Christ.
Well,
if anyone, Reverend Rennick, that you lead astray because of this ridiculous play.
You got smoke coming out of Jesus' rectum, as you put it.
Citizen right now would pray for this man and his church because I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. It literally breaks my
your heart.
Heart.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me your life is that empty that this breaks your heart? Some smoldering black
not,
Jesus right here?
I feel so sorry that you all are led down such a wrong path.
I asked you if you watched Hee-Haw and you lied to me and said you didn't.
You know, let me tell
Wait
you
a
something.
Minute. You asked her she was watching Hee-Haw now.
I said you watched Hee-Haw and God didn't tell you to do that. She said, I don't watch Hee-Haw.
When I was 8 years old, I'm almost 45 years old, that was on the television in the room that I was in. You see a few things
Your life
things
is like a river.
It.
A man's life is like a river. It is the same life at the brook as it is at the big delta. It's
you know
the same
something?
Life at the stream as it is the broad shoulders of a river. And
First
you watch Hee-Haw when you 8 years old.
Here.
You watching Hee-Haw now.
What is he doing? What message did you get to have this play to portray Jesus in something that... You're supposed to tell the story the way it was.
I got parishioners paying big time to see the smoldering Jesus.
You are blaspheming Christ.
Oh, now we got to it.
And let me tell you something. This is getting you publicity.
Just because I got you to admit you watch Hee-Haw and Petticoat Junction, now you upset with me.
But
the wrath of God's going to pour on you like
wrath
you wouldn't
of God's
believe.
Already pouring on me. I'm getting sued for knocking up some 15-year-old chick.
You have no idea what's going to lie in your future because of what you're doing right now.
I'll
you
tell
are
you right now,
bad seeds.
I'll tell you right now, the people are catching Jesus flying through the air every night because they want to catch Jesus.
Well, wait a minute, but they're getting a door prize for catching Jesus.
All right, so what? So they got a 21-inch fan.
This is a circus. This is a cheap.
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
What?
What's Roy Clark wearing today?
Oh, get off the hee-haw cracks, will
you? See, I'm going to tell you something.
Everything with the
hee-haw. Let me tell you something, sir.
And then I got to take
a
break here.
I don't really feel sorry for you.
Fuck
I think you're a very sick rat.
I'm a rat. You know something? You must hate black people.
I love black people.
I finally found out what your problem is. You hate black people.
No, I don't
like. Yeah, you call me a rat. You don't even have in the book.
She was commenting
anyone.
On Jesus.
You don't like a black Jesus flying through the air. I bet you wouldn't like a black man flying through the air either.
You don't have to say these things because you have no ground to stand on.
And out in front of your church, out in front of your church is the little sign that says, "Come see the smoldering Jesus," doesn't it?
I don't recall putting that sign
up. You don't recall putting that sign up. All right, look at Victoria. Thank you.
Would a black Superman bother you?
All right, it is the free Phil Hendry podcast. It is episode number 2 here, and we're very happy to have you with us. That was a little doozy we call the Smoldering Jesus. And, of course, if you're enjoying this completely unacceptable, albeit, I think, you know, moderately amusing humor, if you're enjoying this, you know, just download the living hell out of this baby and certainly privately file share if you'd like. Now, the banner there in the middle of the page at philhendryradio.com, that is the banner that gives you access to Amazon. Bud Dickman?
Thanks, Phil. You go to Amazon, there's going to be stuff you can get there.
Like what?
Well, books and everything, I guess.
Yeah, that was real good, man.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, books and music and movies and games and so much more. I use my Kindle quite a bit, and I access great books through Amazon. So visit Amazon, and of course you have to have a credit card that works, not like Bud, who's expired, and Robert, you didn't pay the bill, right?
Well, I forgot. But, I mean, it still went, you know, worked good.
Yeah, you can fill out the thing.
Great. So you can go over there and fill out the thing and have them reject it because your credit card expired, but still it works because it's really great. God almighty.
Well, I don't know what do you do with it.
Anyway, so what's coming up?
We got the time of Steve Bozell. This is our Steve Bozell bit where Steve Bozell.
Yeah, Steve Bozell.
Okay.
And he didn't shake. Oh, yeah, he didn't shake his dick off.
You shut up with didn't shake his dick off. Anyway, this is Steve Bozell who didn't shake off. Didn't shake it off. I don't know.
Mr. Henry Stan, the more you talk, the worse it is.
What did I say that's so bad?
I've been listening for the last 20 minutes. And as it continues, it just gets worse and worse. I raised 2 daughters that I barely even changed their diapers unless it was absolutely necessary. I respect for those. I respect for females in general.
Wait a minute. What if you were the only parent? Would you not change your diapers?
You don't know how people are going to think and perceive certain things. And I would never run around my house with my daughter. That's just not sanitary.
You wouldn't run around. I didn't hear you.
That's not respectful. You got to have more respect for your children.
I'm not running around my house. I just walked in.
And believe me, you're entitled to do what you want in your home and in your room. I respect your daughter or daughters, whatever it may be. I don't think you're around with no underwear. And that's the worst it is. If I was the parent of that child, I would have came down there and got you that night.
What are you talking about? In other words, when the police come and arrest you, you say, "Why'd you kick his rear end?" You say, "Because the guy straddled her head."
He was urine on my daughter's and he didn't have no underwear. If you had underwear on, there wouldn't have been no drops.
That's a good point.
Well, you guys are nitpicking now.
No, wait a minute.
We're not nitpicking. We're not nitpicking. You should be running around naked with girls.
No, wait a
minute. You have a T-shirt. You're not a woman. You don't need to run around with a T-shirt.
It was cold. I put a T-shirt on to cover my shoulders.
And another thing, if you're cold or if you go into a pool, you don't get aroused. You go in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I wondered about that, too.
Well, what are you guys trying to say? Excuse me. Are you guys kidding?
No, man. When it's cold, it doesn't exactly...
And you know what? I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering, how old is this guy, and what kind of education does this man have? I mean, what? How do you think? And how dare you have the audacity to compare yourself to Christ? You must be out your mind.
I'm just saying they crucified.
You've got a lot of nerve to compare anything that you go through in your life to that.
Wait a minute. I walk into the room. Okay, so I straddled a kid's head to try to adjust a louvelier blind.
You should have sent your wife in there. You didn't even have to go in there.
You know, and what kind of sanitary habits have you got, man, that you can't even, you're standing over, then you're still dripping. I mean, come on.
Not only that, I've had kids come over to my home, had slumber parties. I've left my house for a night so that the parents and the children will be comfortable to have their party.
Wait a minute, who's watching the kids?
The women.
Well,
chaperones, moms, females.
Well, you're one of these guys that lets the women do everything, not me.
No, that's not it. It's just respect.
Well, I think you have pretty much insulted me.
Well,
you're
you
telling
know,
me
you
that I can't stand in my own house and maybe drip a little bit after I go to the bathroom.
You insulted yourself. You insulted yourself and you slandered yourself. Everything that you're suing this kid and her family for, you're doing to yourself by talking.
Wait a minute. I'm suing that kid because you're telling me and that kid's telling
me. You're suing that kid so that they won't sue you first, and you act like you just want to get publicity. You talk about that lady chasing a buck in a Mike Jackson case. You're the one who's trying to get publicity.
If you can't stand anywhere,
that you've been doing this.
Let me ask you something. If there's a one place in the world you can stand in a T-shirt with no underwear on and drip a little bit, it's your own
house. In your room. In your bedroom.
In my house.
Scratching your butt with your legs wide open with your wife right there in your privacy.
Not
around nobody else.
Not around kids, man.
Okay, well, let's just say I made a mistake. That doesn't make me pervert.
A very big mistake. And you've hurt yourself by that.
I wouldn't say it's a big mistake. I'd say, okay, number one, I didn't put on underwear. Number two, I didn't shake off good enough.
You hurt your family with that.
The only mistake I made was, number one, I should have probably pulled the T-shirt up and just tucked it up for, you know, while I was doing the blinds.
No, you should have wore some underwear. In fact, underwear's not good enough. You should have had on shorts.
You should have had on a pair of shorts or a pair of slacks, exactly.
At
you know.
The very least.
And then the other problem I made is I should have taken another half second to shake off.
So there is Steve Bozell, and the Bozell shakes off or doesn't. Very crude and certainly something that Steve should have learned by this point in his life. But he hasn't. And that's tends to be the problems that a lot of the people we interview have. We have Jeff Downer on the phone with us. Jeff is, as you well know, a frequent contributor to our show here on the Free Phil Hendry podcast. He's a contributor to our show, not the Free Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I was going to say about that. I don't know if you were going to say I'm not on a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but I have you here. And
where is this thing, dumbass night?
Who was that?
It was Dickman. Why don't you shut up?
Dickman, yeah, dumbass night, bands. Every night you're on there.
Yeah, dumbass night when you and Bozell, me don't shake his penis off, or I didn't say dick or anything. So,
get.
Yeah, so you see the guys all saying dick, and I know it's a podcast, but I listen to a lot of the podcasts.
Which podcast do you listen to, man?
What?
Which podcasts do you listen to?
Well, I listen to Mark Maron. And
what is his podcast like?
Well, I mean, I don't really listen to it. I just say that I do because it is very popular. But
well, then why would you say you listen to it?
Because a lot of people do, and everyone says, you know, that's good. I also Talkin' Walkin's badass, and
that's Kevin Pollak. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's badass. And Greg Fitzsimmons and Paul Gilmartin and. And this one, and see, there's a few other ones that I do that I probably would want to do, but
okay. Anyway, this bit that's coming up here, Jeff, you had a haunted house.
What?
Did you have a haunted house during whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, during Halloween, we did have a haunted house. Yeah, we had a haunted house. Yeah, thank you, Phil. We had a haunted house. We had a haunted house on Halloween. I'm going a little fast.
Calm down.
Yeah, we had a haunted house on a Halloween, and I felt that it was probably wrong to have certain, you know, kids whose heads, on account of, you know, any kind of a birth defect, or just, you know, they were unusual, their heads were unusual, or maybe their face was sort of trucked or something, but I said it was probably not good to have no kid in a haunted house.
Swell.
Well, I mean, God, man.
Here is Jeff Downer, Haunted Jeff.
talk about a dick.
I wanted to let this guy know, first of all, I have a background working with special education children. I have a master's in education.
All right, you're going to have to slow down for me, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm assuming that means mental retarded kids.
Special education is anybody with a physical or mental disability.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you know anything about civil rights, sir? If you deny a child access to your facility, irregardless of the mental...
You're talking about Martin Luther King?
Do you know who Martin Luther King is?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I think I do. Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Well, if the lady
because
wants to
personally,
insult me, Mr.
I
Henry...
Feel...
Well, okay, look, but let's keep this on a civil plane, if we could.
Because she's trying to say I'm stupid.
Well, yeah, kind of, but also I wanted to know if you know civil rights, because if you deny access to a child, regardless of race, creed, color, or... mental disability.
Are
you
talking
will
about abortion? Are you talking about abortion?
How am I getting at abortion when I tell you you just can't say no?
Because you're talking about kids. I don't support a woman's right to abort a retarded
kid. No. I'm getting back to the point with mental retardation.
She didn't say
children.
Anything about abortion.
I don't know where you're going with abortion, sir. I'm not even touching on that. I'm asking you...
I thought you were talking about that a woman has a right to abort a mentally retardation kid.
No. I said, do you realize you have no right to leave a retarded child, not allow him into your facility? It's called civil rights. If you stop...
Wait a second. I'm supposed to let into the Mystery Hills Haunted Mansion, which could have been one of the best haunted mansions in the greater Orange County area. I'm supposed to let in there a kid... that jumps out of the window just because Toby Bo flashed his wonky eye, and now you're
Sir,
saying
you let in black people?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You let in black people?
Black people aren't necessarily going to jump out of a window.
Not necessarily. Do you let in women?
Although black folks are supposedly
Sir, do you
more
let in women?
Afraid of ghosts. I'm sorry?
Do you let in women?
Wait a minute. What do you mean black folks are more afraid of ghosts?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
That,
oh my
I didn't
Lord.
Say I believe that. That's what they say.
Boy, buddy. Quit while you're ahead, man.
Oh,
well,
my Lord,
second.
Buddy.
Wait
you
a
should
second.
Just really take a course on civil rights before you get involved, because you're answering
wait.
A lawsuit.
Are you what lawsuit? Who's going to sue me? And for what?
Somebody's parent who's their child knocks on your haunted house, and you say you can't go in because you're mentally retarded.
Yeah, because they'll jump out of a window? Yeah. You're darn right.
Well, that you're heading for a lawsuit.
Okay, ma'am.
With that
let
point.
Me ask you this: are you supposed to let a heart condition patient in?
No, not unless you have a form stating
in?
The heart condition. That you're supposed to not be
all
biased
right,
for race,
I
creed,
know that,
color.
But I put up a sign that said no retardation kids can come in.
Oh God.
Well,
oh
I did.
Man,
look,
buddy.
If they can afford a lawyer. You know they can sue me. It's a little harder to keep track of black folks in a haunted house too. And that's one of the things why you don't want to let them in.
Oh, you're unbelievable,
sir. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they let you out of high school. Never mind let you own a business.
The lady can't answer my question, Mr. Henry.
Which is what?
Don't they have signs that say you can't have a heart condition patient?
Yes, they have signs. They have signs that say you
no,
can't
no,
be pregnant.
No, the sign actually says when you're going on a roller coaster, be
right.
aware that if you have a heart condition, problems may occur. You don't see somebody on the front of
don't
a roller coaster
little,
saying,
tiny kids
buddy,
off?
You have a pacemaker, don't come on.
Don't they keep little tiny kids off? Yes.
No, actually,
yes, they do. They say if you go to
parents,
Disneyland,
right.
if you go to Disneyland and go to Star Tours, you have to be as high as the lower part of the sign.
But do they ask you if you have a mental retarded condition, don't ride on Space Mountain?
What?
Do they say if you have a mental retardation program, don't ride on Space Mountain? That's basically what you're getting at. You're not getting at...
If they say what? If they say if you have a rental...
A mental retardation problem. Do they say you can't come in to see Mickey Mouse?
Ma'am,
or go on Space
Mickey
Mountain?
Mouse is not Dracula. Dracula scares the... could scare a retarded kid into intelligence. That's
oh,
how scared
buddy,
they
I'm
are.
I'm going to get off the phone now because you know what? I'm too intelligent to deal with you.
Oh, I
anybody
see. Oh,
in
well,
the general
I wish
population
I was you.
With any sense.
Yeah, I wish I was you. You're so above everybody.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Ma'am, the signs for the people... Who are the ones that swallow their tongues? I forget what they're called.
Epileptics?
Epileptic people, the ones that swallow their tongues.
Okay, yeah. Those ones are not allowed... into any ride where you could go upside down, for instance, on the hammer.
Why?
Because of the tongue that will go back into the throat.
What?
Okay, you don't want to believe me, man. I worked as a carny for 5 years. I worked for Johnson Brothers, also worked the Vons Carney, and I'm always at the Caneo Valley days working the octopus. Hello?
listen, Mr. Henry, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for me trying to talk some sense into this man, but really, I don't think anybody's going to be.
Well, what did I say that was wrong?
You're another form of a bigot, sir. That's all it is.
I'm a form of a bigot, and you even know that the epileptics swallow their tongue.
Sweetheart, I have a master's degree in this stuff. I've been working with it for over 10 years. Yes, I know about it.
Okay,
epileptic.
What about the time I had to stick a comb in this guy's mouth because he is gurgling after the salt and pepper shaker? Yeah.
All right, there is Jeff Downer, and of course, Haunted Jeff. He's a real mess. Well, folks, remember that we have an episode 3 coming up next week. It'll be on Monday, and Monday and Thursday is going to be the regularly scheduled rollout for our podcast.
Yeah, make sure that you download it. Download it.
Right. Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to download it. Here's the thing that you need to do as well. You need to go over to Twitter. Go to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow and hashtag shotglass if you want to get in the running for 4 shot glasses that we're going to give away. That's go to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow.
Yeah, don't go to your regular one.
Yeah, don't go to my personal Twitter page. Go to PhilHendryShow and hashtag shotglass and be in the running for 4 shot glasses that we're going to give away from the Phil Hendry Show here on our free Phil Hendry podcast. All right, we're going to lock everything out here on this, our second podcast, our second Free Phil Hendry podcast with a real piece of, I don't know what to say about this. It is Lloyd, and it's Lloyd dealing with a caller who had taken exception to him running some woman and 4 kids off the road. She was in her Suburban, and Lloyd got so pissed off about something. You remember what this was, Robert?
Yeah, well, Lloyd got him pissed off. What he did, he rode the yuppie, rode her hard. Rode her right on into the median, man. Stripped off all the paint and everything.
Yeah, all up stripping everything, man.
Yeah, rode her off. And then he reached in and had an egg salad sandwich, I believe.
Yeah, he was having lunch.
Yeah, well, I mean, what he did was he rode this woman off the road and then reached in and had an egg salad sandwich. So here he is dealing with a caller who took grave exception to all of that nonsense. Lloyd... Yuppie in the Suburban. Folks, we will see you for episode 3 coming up Monday from the Phil Hendry Show and the free Phil Hendry Show podcast. Download the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that you need to do everybody a favor and go turn your license in. That is considered road rage. Anybody that... if taking any kind of defensive course, you run across people like that, you don't mash your gas, you let up. You be courteous and let the man over. Not only did you not endanger your life, the guy's in the car's life, your wife's life, anybody that was around you, you endangered their life too.
Well, first of all, sir...
And as far as Vietnam goes... That's 20-something, 30 years ago.
I was in Korea, sir. I was not in Vietnam.
I was in the first Gulf War. So what?
I did not have the... first of all, you know, at least you and I were in a couple of wars we won.
I also drive a tractor trailer that's 70 foot long and grosses out at 80,000 pounds. So your little RV would be no match to this, but you don't see people... trying to push you off the road and throwing things out at you.
That, honey?
You know, that's just courtesy.
My wife wants me to ask you a question. What do you want me to ask? She wants to know if you're the guy that worked in the gas station on the Mayberry, the DRF show, the Mayberry.
Oh, come on.
You sound like the gentleman that was in the gas station. Obviously, you're not the actor, are you, sir? Are you the actor, sir?
No,
let's stick to the freaking. Let's stick to the point.
No, okay. First of all, sir, I want to say, you're talking about giving courtesy to some turkey that yelled "F you" to me. Why do I give courtesy to a turkey like that?
I've had pistols pulled out at me. And you said a while ago too to the other driver that you was talking to that you were up higher. I'm up higher than you, and I've had them pointed right at me. So.
Let me tell you what. When you get a pistol pointed at you, all you got to do is pull that wheel hard to the direction of the car, and you'll send that guy on that.
You know what
you'll
do,
send him to hell on a shutter.
He goes on by.
You'll send him to hell on a shutter.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know what?
Why,
it's all
why would you want to? Why would you want to live with killing people?
Are you
knowing that you're
me?
Not only you're I, not. Even if I turn the wheel and hit this fella,
yes,
then
sir.
That
yes.
fella's going to hit other people.
Sir, I can tell you this. I could send that guy to hell on a shutter and go home and have a nice big steak and take a bath and go to bed and dream the dreams of angels.
That's the reason why
well,
you need to just turn
yeah,
in your license.
Turn in your license is what we're saying.
So I come on this program.
Yeah, you don't need to
yeah.
get people to.
Right.
You just need to turn them in.
So I come on this program to represent millions of RV drivers, and the end result of my appearance on your program is turn in your license.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
You
well,
need
you
to
can
just turn them in.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
You know, you're representing the RV people. Well, what about
well,
the
sir.
People that's out here? Does you talk about it during the summer?
You know what?
I'm not here year round.
Look,
no rain. It don't matter.
Oh, why don't you go and find? And, why don't you go find Andy and make sure he the police car needs greasing.
You know, people like that causes us problems.
What is he
doing?
What is he doing, sir?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm hanging up the phone.
Well, he ain't hanging up anything.
Well, the two of you insulted me. Good night. I bid you adieu. Wait a minute.
Earl Henry Podcast. Right here.